This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers out there, the men and the women going coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow me on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also over on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. I'm also on Facebook at Captain's America, and you can also find us by going to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things we have over there for you to see. All right, and joining us right now, hour number two of the program, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Our friends have left for the night because the bar is closed.
Right.
But they'll be back tomorrow.
Sure, yes.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, again, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, again, can't make this stuff up. And in case you're just joining us, folks, the new regime in Israel was tested tonight. Israel's fragile coalition launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip after balloons, incendiary balloons loaded with accelerant, were shipped over Israel, and then they hit approximately 200 positions. Is that right, Kyle?
We understand it ignited some two dozen fires, from what we understand, yes.
Okay, ignited two dozen fires, all right. So we don't know how many balloons were sent. Now, let me see here. So Mr. Bennett was challenged and rose to the occasion. We were told he's a little bit to the right of Netanyahu. We'll have to see. But a clear message was sent, don't mess with us or we're going to send the planes in like they did. We're going to bomb you in Gaza, which is exactly what they did. Now, Fox News has once again crushed the cable news competition. Liberal networks are struggling to try to bring in young voters, let alone any kind of voters at all. Most of the younger voters are being taken over to either Fox or Newsmax or One America News, or perhaps the blogs that are out there, conservative blogs, but that's where they're going right now.
Well, that's right. According to the report I've seen, Captain, it looks like Fox News is averaging some 1.2 million viewers. And then after that, it looks like ESPN, then MSNBC. So that's quite interesting. And Tucker Carlson evidently is basically the most watched cable news show. And so that's actually, that's pretty good. Tucker's doing very, very well. But I think you're right. I think you're going to see a lot of these younger voters perhaps go somewhere else. But also, Captain, what's missing now, of course, at, for example, MSNBC, and to some other degree as well, CNN, is the daily news about Donald Trump that they had, you know, almost ready-made for them every day. They knew exactly kind of what they were going to be doing, and it was always about Trump. And now Biden's in office, and so they have to try to navigate that. But there's no Donald Trump. But you'll hear his name brought up, I'm sure, whenever they possibly can.
Yeah, and again, we're going to have to keep our eyes and ears open and see what's going on here, because this definitely warrants some extra precipitation, or participation, rather. Now, when you look at everything that's going on, the Department of Justice has asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber, Dr. Sarnoff. And I think that's a great idea, but then again, it's just me.
Well, the death penalty was vacated by a lower court, basically. And so, of course, now this is a very interesting situation because, of course, the Trump administration obviously wanted to make sure that the death penalty was there. And now it looks like the Biden DOJ is asking for just that. I think they're going to the Supreme Court in order to get this basically reinstated. Now, of course, Joe Biden is anti-death penalty, anti-capital punishment. So that's, I think, where the rub is, at least for the Biden administration politically. But, Captain, this is a major terrorist event that happened, of course, in the city of Boston, and this was a deliberate attack onto innocent people. And as one of the representatives, I believe, said, you know, many people, not only that died, obviously, but many who are living with terrible, the terrible consequences of this for the rest of their lives physically. This is, and a jury, by the way, came up with the punishment here. They believed, through all the evidence, that this warranted capital punishment. So, at the very least, the Biden administration and Trump administration are aligning on this.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised, and I don't feel sorry for the young man. He knew what he was doing.
I believe that's exactly correct. And, you know, to do what they did deliberately is again, it's a terrorist attack. And this is exactly what the jury found, and I think the vast majority of Americans, Captain, would agree with this.
All righty, folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we need to talk about Texas, Donald Trump, and Governor Greg Abbott, and what's going to take place down there. You're going to love this one. The Trumpster's alive and well, and I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it there, Mr. Frank, and Frank will be back on Friday, and we always have a good time talking to Frank Mondays and Fridays on the Captain's America Third Watch. Check him out at undergroundusa.com. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mr. Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Remember, MyPillow.com is the website, MyPillow.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that he's got, and I'm telling you, he's lighting it up right now with the deals that he's got. Lots of savings. You have to have a promo code to get the savings. The promo code you use is very simple. It's me, Captain. Captain. One word, Captain. Spell it out, C-A-P-T-A-I-N, Captain. And that'll save you money. Go to the MyPillow.com website. Take a look at all the things they have to offer. And believe me, there's a lot. And you'll enjoy what you see. Now, they do have a telephone that you can call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to find out more. Or go to the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, C-A-P-T-A-I-N. And Kyle, what today will we say?
Folks, if you go to MyPillow.com, you'll get the deep discounts, and you're going to save a lot of money. All you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN.
Wonder who that guy is. Anybody we know?
The one and only, the captain.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, folks, again, looking at the news that's out there, and we could go several different directions right now if I wanted to, but I'm going to bring it back to the reality of the governor of Texas and Donald Trump. Now, the governor of Texas has invited Donald Trump to come down and take a look at the border and see what's going on down there. Donald Trump said he's going to take it, he's going to go along. But this is what Governor Greg Abbott said yesterday. He said he set the high mark for what needs to be done on the border with building the border wall, the Remain in Mexico policy, and the Title 42 policy. And that's what Governor Greg Abbott said yesterday in a press conference. Meantime, the governor also spoke of his plan to continue building Trump's border wall in Texas and of inviting the ex-president to the border to see for himself what the governor is doing.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, as we heard in your quote from the governor there, you know, President Trump actually did things about controlling the border issues that have been, you know, there for a very, very long time, and actually were able to curtail most of those border issues by not only saying the words that we heard the vice president say the other day, kind of, you know, just a little bit, you know, don't come to the border. But of course, President Trump actually put his, you know, the put your money where your mouth is kind of thing and began to build that border wall. And that's what needs to be done at this point. That's where the governor of Texas is getting into this. And, of course, also the policies themselves. You can say don't come all you want, but when you reverse all the Trump policies, you know, it's obvious what message that you're sending. And so this is – and by the way, I'll say this too. When former President Trump goes to the border with the governor of Texas, that's going to generate media coverage. And that's exactly what Vice President Kamala Harris doesn't want. You know, they don't want the news media to actually have footage of what's going on at the border, or at least have it be prominent, because it becomes a news story if Trump goes there.
Well, they don't have to let the president go to the border, do they?
No.
And they don't have to let him go into Mexico either, do they?
No.
So therefore, there is the risk, I suppose, that he might not make it there if Biden were to be a stickler.
Possible, but, you know, but President Trump can go to a part of the border, at least, and make some statement, this kind of thing. It would definitely be a media opportunity, and it's going to make it become more front and center again. And that's why Kamala Harris hasn't gone to the border. They don't want to deal with those kinds of questions. But I got to tell you, Captain, if she doesn't go to the border sometime soon, it's going to get harder and harder for her to change the narrative on the story that basically is, you know, she got somehow put in charge of things, but then she, you know, did everything she could to avoid it.
Yeah, well, the story is she's not going, so therefore, how could she even know?
Yes, well, exactly. Well, then but here's the thing. Again, she could have had an answer for these reporters that didn't involve laughing hysterically or doing all these things and trying to tell them, oh, I want to finish, let me finish, in the a la Ross Perot. She could have had a statement right by saying, look, I get all this intelligence every day about the border. I know exactly what's happening there. I get briefings at 5:30 in the morning or whatever it is. And she could have come out a lot better in this. Instead, she's made the problem worse.
Now, what do you think about Fox News and what they do? Because apparently Tucker Carlson's got the number one show on cable TV, and they wrap themselves around that. He's been on a lot of different shows. He was on Fox and Friends the other morning, obviously a ratings ploy to bring the ratings up for Fox and Friends, and that's good. I get it. I understand it. But also, many liberal networks right now, and there's a bunch of them out there, are just struggling trying to keep their head above water. And they're not going to do any better as we enter the winter season, even though we've got some of their equipment stored, you know, like ready to go to get out there during the winter season and maneuver themselves all around Florida.
Well, sure. But again, yeah, I think it has to do with the fact that a lot of their daily programming was based on what did President Trump say today? How are we going to, you know, try to dismantle it and take it apart and say how he was a racist or a liar or whatever it is? And then, you know, it's just not it's just not a big sort of sexy program anymore, because now they have to talk about Biden. And, you know, and I don't mean this in a very mean way or anything, but Biden is boring compared to President Trump. And also, the more and more that they can just simply loud Biden, it's not quite as interesting as when they were bashing Trump every day. So I think a lot of the viewers just left. There's nothing for them to do now.
Now, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, remember him?
Right, yeah, yeah.
He rebuked Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's congressional seat, saying that she's ignorant and unworthy of serving in Congress in America?
Well, you know, the thing is that, again, Ilhan Omar, in my opinion, didn't get elected to Congress to do Congress things like try to get bills passed into law and represent her district and stuff like that. It just seems like she, and along with some of the other members of the so-called squad, you know, they're there as a platform for activism, a platform for destabilizing a country that they have made no bones about the fact that they have these major problems with. So it's not, there's no illusion that they're trying to make America better, you know, or anything like that, because I think they would have conducted themselves so much differently.
Well, it's just such a black eye for America to have her and to have Tlaib and to have Presley and to have AOC and the comments that they make out there, and they just don't give a damn and they don't understand that they're being, that we see it as being un-American, unpatriotic. They think it's freedom of speech, but it's not when you're putting down your country all the time.
Well, right. Again, yet we don't really see, you know, the uplifting of what America's all about. It's always, you know, America's bad, it's this, it's that, and people don't really respond to that. So again, just simply using it as a platform to spout whatever rhetoric you want to about hating America or why America's bad, you know, it's a downer.
Yeah, and I talked about that last night in my speech that I gave at the Trump Club, that America's best days are ahead of us. We're not sitting there sucking the behind and waiting for something to happen so that we can stir things up. We are at the top of our ladder, our game, and we need to stay there.
Well, right, and just exactly what's been going on, Captain, I mean, not just over the Trump era, but over the last 50 years. You know, we came out of the civil rights movement, came out of what Dr. Martin Luther King talked about, just to take that particular kind of subject in this conversation, because America always can move in the right moral direction, and the people across the highways and byways, they love their neighbor. They don't hate their neighbor.
No.
Somehow there's just been this campaign that's gone on to say, no, Americans are divided. Americans don't like one another. Americans are divided by race and this kind of thing. When if you talk to normal people that you meet at the grocery store, you're not going to find people that are berserker going, I don't like this race or that group of people. They're just not like that. But if the people in the squad, for example, can make you believe that America's like that, well, then they're more successful in destabilizing it in order to bring about whatever it is they would want.
Yeah, and hold that thought, because we're going to bring about some more stuff when we come back here to Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now so you can do just that. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. It's a beautiful night down here in my area. I hope it is where you're at. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden wraps up his first overseas trip on Wednesday with a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to last 4 to 5 hours with several sessions during that stretch. Many have questioned what President Biden will be able to gain from the meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul says the president should take a Cold War stance with Putin. He tells CNBC that on many issues, the two countries should just agree to disagree.
Well, it's tricky because you want to cooperate on things that you can, but you don't want to sound too chummy. You want to push back on things where we disagree, and the list of disagreements is a lot longer than the list of potential agreements. And so that's the challenge for President Biden into this meeting. It reminds me of older days, Soviet Cold War days, when we met with Soviet leaders, but we didn't check our values at the door, and we agreed to disagree about a lot of things.
This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Come to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, I'll be darned. There she is, that little firebrand, Brooke, said you catch her. Every other Thursday here, or Tuesday, sorry, on the show. And you also hear her program on my flagship station every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in and find out what she's up to. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico Insurance has been saving people money for more than 75 years. Now, they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, don't forget, you can either go to your Geico office or go online and communicate with Geico that way. They will give you a cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck that you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an IV tied up in there where you can get that added to it. And don't forget, when you add your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or your condo policy, you will save money. You bundle it all together, and you'll save money. For more information, all you got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and they'll give you all the info you want about this. And believe me when I tell you, it's a great, great, great way to do business, because I have the Geico's policy, and I have it on the homeowners, attached to my homeowners policy, and I get a tremendous discount. So you can, too. You can, too. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in moving right along here, we want to mention right now that a federal judge lifted the Biden administration's temporary ban on oil leases on public lands. What's going to happen there?
Well, I mean, obviously what we see now, again, is that when the, President Biden came into office, obviously there was the animosity, you know, already predefined for the Keystone XL pipeline. Certainly the idea of trying to drill on federal lands. Right now we've got the Interior Department saying it's going to comply with the decision. At least for now, but again, this was already, I think, baked in to what a Biden administration would look like, because even as they came into office, they were already, I think, ready to pause any new leases for drilling and things like that. So we'll see how long this lasts.
Yeah, that's true. And again, like I was telling people, the different things that they can do to react in different ways they can get involved, all you got to do is get a hold of somebody out there and one of the different groups that's there and get involved with your government. Just Google the word Trump, Google the word protest, Google the word whatever, and get involved that way. Now, the former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has created a political action committee to support the 2022 GOP candidate. So this does not mean that he's not running, because we don't know that for sure, but it means that he is another one that's going to try to flip the Congress over to the Republicans come 2022.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think he's got a definite stake in this, for sure, and it's an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation. Yes, we'll see inflation. Yes, we'll see more mistakes essentially by the Biden administration. All that will set the stage for the GOP to do very well, one might think, but it shouldn't be taken for granted. And I think that's one of the things that Mike Pompeo is doing here. He's getting in the thick of it. But you're right. This doesn't mean he's not be focusing on perhaps doing a presidential run. But first things first, we got to take back the Congress, both houses. And then it's time to think about 2024.
That's right. And I'm talking folks to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, the other thing here, Kyle, that we need to take a look at is the fact that several Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill to fire little Dr. Fauci.
Well, that's right. And I know Kevin McCarthy would be involved in this, and also Marjorie Taylor Greene as well, and all the issues that she may have had. But she's definitely very focused on Dr. Fauci. In fact, a part of her legislation, Captain, would, get this, reduce Dr. Fauci's salary, which is over $400,000. To zero. So, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, but
no.
It's obvious that she's trying to make a very, very particular point here about Dr. Fauci and the fact that he's losing confidence, I think, very, very quickly. You know, to hear it coming from Republicans is one thing, because obviously it's an opposition party to the administration. But I think more and more, especially, Captain, as we find out more about what happened or may have happened at the Wuhan lab vis-a-vis the coronavirus, yep, and what Dr. Fauci talked about, it's already starting to get into the liberal zeitgeist, as it were. Case in point, you had Jon Stewart talking to Stephen Colbert about this very thing, and that means that this message is starting to percolate a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Now, another American staple has been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. This one is the Girl Scouts and their cookies. They reportedly have over 15 million unsold boxes of cookies.
That's exactly right. And, folks here in the Captain's America Third Watch, we have the inside track, or at least an inside track, and that's because Mrs. Professor has been selling Girl Scout cookies for about 15 years. Our youngest daughter just sold in this last season, and I'm just proud to say, almost 1,700 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. But that being said, yes, there are about 15 million boxes of cookies that have not been sold. And the short answer is because back in the fall, that's when all the Girl Scout service units have to make their decisions of how many boxes they're going to be ordering, and then the bakers spin up and they start making the cookies. Well, they based a lot of that on projections about what COVID would be like and so forth, and those COVID conditions weren't very favorable by the time the spring ran around, so unfortunately you had less opportunities to sell the cookies, and in some cases less girls selling them because maybe they didn't come out to sell Girl Scout cookies this time around for various reasons. So a lot of these cookies are already being donated to places like people in the military and so forth. So, but it's up to each regional regional section of the Girl Scouts to decide how they're going to get rid of these cookies and make sure that they go to a good home or a good place to be enjoyed, basically.
Well, I'll go on the record right now for saying I'll buy some. All I got to do is figure out where the hell to get them.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know that they could be for sale. I understand that because I think the cookie sale season has ended officially.
Well, who cares? You can't.
I agree.
Let's get the cookie sold. How about the Girl Scouts?
That's right. Well, yeah, contact your local Girl Scout and tell them you still want to buy cookies. Who knows? Maybe they could change
it. Cookie control.
That's right.
All right. And let's finish off with MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, who has never been a fan of former President Trump. He's been a very strong critic. He now says that he did a damn good job with the vaccines, getting them out there for the people. Joe Scarborough.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is hell freezing over at this point, Captain?
I don't know.
But this is significant. But in fact, it's so significant because, you know, there's no love lost, I think, between Scarborough and Mika and Trump at this point. And so for him to say something like that, this is that's really very, very telling. More and more people, Captain, are going to start thinking, hey, wait a minute, President Trump was in there pitching for us. He was trying to get the right thing done. And think of this, folks. What happens if it wasn't President Trump who got Operation Warp Speed going? Would we still be in a world where we had no vaccine and still had shutdowns and masks and all that kind of stuff? Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
No. It would be devastating.
Yep. Well, we'll cross our fingers and dot the I's and cross the T's, too, while we're at it, right?
That's right.
All right. Now, again, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch and my conversation with Kyle Warren, 6 nights a week, you get to hear us. And we try to lay it all out on the line here and give you all the information that we've got that we can give to you, just like what's going to be coming up here in a couple of minutes. We have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and I'm telling you, it's not good. It's just not good. But we aren't going to sugarcoat it. We're going to tell you that where the problems are, and we're going to give you an opportunity to drive around things. And if you got anything you want to report out there, you can always do that by calling the show at 877-969-8600. All right, here comes the music. And right after this music's done and your station's got a chance to take a little bit of a break, you're going to get and hear, pardon me, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops all across the country. Here's more about them right here, right now. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, she does, and that's Donna Fiducia and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight, and we want to thank everybody that's standing on that wall keeping America free and safe. We won't forget you. We've got your six here on this program. Just like our police and our firefighters out there, we've got your six, and that's what it's all about, is America. It's about America's heroes. This program is dedicated to the military and the first responders out there and praising the jobs that you guys and gals do. We get it. We hope you get it, too. Well, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, where you can jump on in there and you can grab yourself a hot cup of coffee. And then if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become one, because you're going to get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies that you buy in the trucker store as well. Now, we're going to have a little fun tonight, because this here is a song that I haven't played in a long time. It's Big and Rich. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Dum-da-da-dum-da-da-dum-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddled up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise. Cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
Big and Rich, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Kyle, that gets you going.
It certainly does. Yeah, Big and Rich.
Yeah, and that video they did, I mean, that was on a bridge. I don't know where the bridge was they were doing it, but it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we got to get right to the weather because God knows I got a bunch of weather to talk about. I'm going to read the statement and hand it over to Kyle, and then I got to tell you what's going on down yonder way here. A dangerous heat wave will continue to bring record temperatures to much of the West through this week. A tropical disturbance, meanwhile, I told you about this, southwest Gulf of Mexico, Bay of Campeche, will likely form into a tropical depression later this week. Over to the central or northwestern Gulf of Mexico. Not sure what's going to happen. We got to keep our eyes on this. Heavy rain could begin to impact portions of the northern Gulf Coast on Friday. And this is going to be a big deal because it's a big-time rainmaker. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, up in northeastern and southeastern Montana tonight, we've got fire weather warnings, excessive heat warnings, mostly up in northeastern Montana across U.S. Highway 2. Billings, Montana, looking at about 84 degrees on Wednesday. This continues on over towards Bozeman as well. In Denver, our friends in Denver, of course, they've also got temperatures that are going to get close to 100, we understand, forecasted at 90. But Grand Junction tonight, Captain, the first time ever they've got an excessive heat warning. Temperatures could top out maybe at 107 or somewhere in actually 110. Check that, 110.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, so that's coming across I-70. So whether you're in a truck or whether you're in a vehicle or an RV, you got to be careful when the temperature starts to get that high. Make sure that you might even have to rearrange your schedule to travel in the cooler times of the day. Salt Lake City also coming in, looks like with about 96 degrees for Wednesday, going all the way down Interstate 15, all through Utah. We've got excessive heat warnings, of course, in Las Vegas, Kingman, Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix could top out around 115. Saw one other that said 117. So again, it's very hot. California High Desert, Interstate 15. Lord only knows what it is in Baker, but it's going to be in the high triple digits. We're pretty sure of that. Las Vegas also forecasted to be at 113
right.
degrees.
Well, here we go. Okay, we got the excessive heat up there, the eastern part of South Dakota tonight, going up by 29. You're going to get it for sure. And also the central part of Nebraska tonight, high heat advisories there. And looking around here, we've got some areas of patchy fog in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, going up by 44, going across east through just about the Arkansas state line. And then around the Metroplex of Dallas, we've got some funky weather with that stagnant air in there, as well as some clouds and some low-level fog tonight. Same thing in the San Antonio area, same thing in the Houston area, same thing over by Beaumont in Texas, same thing, believe it or not, up there north of New Orleans in Louisiana tonight, and then we got some flooding going on. But in the meantime, I got to tell you right now what's going on with this system, because you need to understand, you folks that have been getting rain in eastern Texas and Louisiana and Mississippi, You need to, if you're in a low area, you need to get the hell out this time. I know it's flooding. I know you got low resistance to the water there. You're about to get just absolutely inundated with 10, 15, 20 inches of rain by the looks of it, because it's just sitting there right now, churning, developing, bringing in a bunch more rain down there in the south eastern corner of Mexico and the Bay of Campeche. It's going to start to move northward as probably a tropical depression. Don't know what's going to happen after that. Doesn't really matter, because this is going to be a big-time rainmaker, a big-time rainmaker. So keep that in mind and understand the fact that when you get the weather that you got coming your way, that just please be careful. Please be careful. All right. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And let's drift down upwards to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning, and it sounds like you're driving in a car. Are you out driving on the road? Wow. All right. I cannot hear you. You've got a bunch of ground noise in there, so call me back on the guest line, on your land line, on your land line. Okay, well, Denise Simon will be back with us, but in the meantime, we're going to tell you that the pilot and the flying J always brings us the weather coming your way, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Okay, let's do this again. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you are. Now I got you. Okay, now, the thing of it is whatever it is that took place last night that got Mr. Bennett and company in Israel with this fragile coalition we got, they turned around and they sent the aircraft into Gaza to go after these people that launched these balloons that I guess had 15 or 20 strikes in Israel. Is that not right?
Correct. I think this is a test to see how... you know, Naftali Bennett's going to react.
Right.
They're launching incendiary balloons, which is not a new tactic. It's just that they've started it again. So much for the peace agreement, eh?
Yeah, well, you and I both thought that wouldn't last. It was just a question of how soon would it end.
Correct.
Yeah. So what do we do now, Coach?
Well... I don't know. It's going to be a very big challenge to see how much this new government is serious about protecting itself. So it kind of looks like that they are going to be aggressive, and rightly so.
Okie dokie, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon. By the way, how would you like to be a fly on the wall today? With Putin and Biden, I'd like to be a fly on the wall over there. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.